All right, welcome to another Happy Hour Quick Shot. It's me and Andrew today. Today's topic, Andrew, is what Saints player is likely to return from the dead in 2017 and be a contributor?
So we came up with four guys, right?
Yeah, we did. So let's run them down.
Okay. All right, you want to start with Haole Kikaha?
Yeah, Kikaha. He's really interesting because, and maybe he's most interesting to me is because of all the guys that we're going to name, I've actually seen him do stuff on the field, right?
Yeah, right.
So I guess that makes him more appealing than the other guys. Like, when he was healthy his first year, you were like, that's a really interesting player. He does things. He finds the ball. He gets sacks, and he's an effort guy. My main concern with him, and you'll probably shoot this down in a second, I worry that his physical limitations in the NFL, like he's a guy where he does not have great physical skills. Like he's not super fast. He's not super strong. So I worry that if he can't get back to at least physically where he was before the knee injury, like he won't be good enough. Like he's a guy that if he loses 5% or 2%, like he's not going to be good enough to cut it in the NFL. And that's my worry with him.
Well, see, the thing is, I don't think Kikaha was ever becoming a superstar anyway, because remember they had him playing linebacker and he was bad in coverage and then he sprained his ankle and he was even worse. Because he just couldn't move laterally, and him running with running backs was a disaster. So I think he was miscast. Like, you could just tell when he was on the field. Like, I loved him on special teams especially because he had this nose for the football, and he would poke the ball free. And on special teams, you know, he's just one of those guys that kind of in traffic finds the ball, pokes it out, and boom, you get a turnover. So, like, I loved him on special teams. I actually think – if he can get healthy and you kind of scale back his snaps to basically just say, look, we're only bringing you on the field when it's third down. We know the other team's passing. You get in there, you rush the passer. And whether they rush him, they have him as a pass rusher from a linebacker position or a defensive end, traditional, or whatever, I actually think that kind of like takes away any concerns over what he doesn't do well, you know? So I still think he can be good, especially if they're not asking him to do stuff he can't do. He's had several ACLs. I mean, he came back from his second one, right? His second one, he led the league, he led college football in sacks. He had a good rookie season with the Saints, playing well. So he's already proven twice, I guess, and he's pretty young, that he can come back from these injuries. But I don't know. I mean, at what point does it start to be too much? I mean, Deuce came back from a couple ACLs, right? Or at least, he came back from two. But after a while, it was just like you could just tell it just wasn't happening anymore.
Okay, so we'll see with him. Who's next on the list?
Stephon Anthony.
Oh, my God. Stephon Anthony. Here's my question with Stephon Anthony. Like, we know he's terrible at coverage, right?
Yeah.
And he's not really good at diagnosing the play, right?
Right.
Stephon Anthony, what does he do well enough to where all his deficiencies, you'll overlook it? Like, what's his one, like, great skill that he has? Because you talk about Kikaha, you're like, go get the quarterback. And if he goes and gets the quarterback, you're like, we don't worry about the rest of it. Like, what does Stephon Anthony do well?
I think Anthony is off the charts physically. He's fast. He's strong. He has every... he checks every box physically that you would want in an ideally for a linebacker. So I think he's strong, he's fast, and I think he's a reasonably good tackler. I mean, I think sometimes he has technique flaws, but for the most part, if he's around the ball carrier, he's fast enough, he's strong enough, he's probably making that tackle.
Yeah, but that's a really bad sign for me when I ask you, like, what he does well in the football field, and you're like, nah, I'm just going to ignore that question. I'm going to talk about his great physical trait.
Yeah. No, totally.
So,
it's kind of the exact opposite of Kikaha, you know? And that Kikaha, I would say, like, physically, not that fast, not that strong, but he's got a great nose for the football and just injury stuff. And can they find the right role for him? I mean, the right role for Anthony is a big question mark too, but I think physically he's really gifted. He's just not a great football player.
Yeah. All right, so who's next?
Garrett Grayson.
Oh, my God. 22. No. Can that be my answer on him? No. No.
So you don't think there's any way that Grayson in year three now plays well enough in preseason to give the Saints pause about Chase Daniel?
No.
Being the backup?
No.
Zero chance.
Zero chance. I would, since they changed the cutdown rules, I would say that Grayson wouldn't even make it the final cutdown, but he is because they changed the rules.
All right, and then the last dude is PJ Williams, you know, which is our favorite topic.
Oh my God! Here's the thing with PJ Williams is, I mean, he won game. He was good in preseason. He was good in preseason.
He had that pick.
He had the pick.
I actually think PJ is a combo of Kikaha and Stephon Anthony in that he's got the speed and he's got the size. He's got the speed and the size like Anthony, and he's got the on-field ability like Kikaha. So with him, it's strictly an injury thing. But his injury history is so bad. I mean, he had the hamstring issues coming into pro football. Then his rookie year, hamstring issues put him on IR. Then year two, he has the worst concussion I've ever seen, ever. And, you know, people like to say, oh, that's not an issue. No, the worst concussion ever. We weren't sure he was going to live, right?
That wasn't a concussion. That was a borderline traumatic head injury. Like,
oh, I don't think borderline at all.
You know,
it was. Yeah.
I mean, so, here's PJ Williams. The thing is, they really, really need PJ Williams to do well because I know that the newspapers and different people are writing about how they have a bunch of talent at corner, but corners. I mean, corners still really, really dicey. They need a lot to go well at corner just to be okay. And,
yeah.
You know, I guess the question for me is, before you pick who you think it will be, if I told you you could pick one of the guys to be good, give me 30 seconds on who you would want to be good of the four.
Well, I'm tempted to say Grayson because I think we'll both agree that even though he's the least realistic, that would set the Saints up for the future. You know, so if I could pick one for the future, I would pick Grayson. If I could pick one, if I had to pick one for this season, I'd probably pick Kikaha because as much as I would want the stability at corner, I would prefer a good pass rusher. I just think a pass rusher,
yeah.
If you could give me 7 or 8 sacks out of Kikaha and what that does to Cam Jordan and Sheldon Rankins and Fairley, I just think that's going to help the defense more than a decent cover guy.
No, absolutely. And the thing is, you want Kikaha to succeed. You've got him under contract for another year, whereas if Okafor succeeds and Okafor gets you 8 to 10 sacks, then you got to have the whole discussion, do we pay Okafor? He's kind of an injury risk, but we got to pay him $8 to $10 million for 2 or 3 years to stay, and I don't want to do that. Whereas if Kikaha gets you, say, 8.5 sacks, you're just like, okay, dude, do it again next year, and then we'll talk about your contract. You know?
So would you rather have Kikaha give you 8 sacks this year or be promised that Garrett Grayson is good?
I mean,
which would benefit the future but not this year.
I mean, how good are we talking? Are we talking like top 15 quarterback or are we talking
top 16,
yeah.
Top half.
I'd still take my 8.5 sacks, Andrew, because I'm living in
it
now.
Instant gratification, baby.
That's right. So we said who we wanted it to be. Who do you think it's going to be? And then I'll answer.
All right, well, we got about 30 seconds. So
yeah.
Who do you think it's going to be?
I think if I had a pick, I think it's going to be Kikaha. I think...
You think he bounces back?
I think he... I don't know that he has to bounce back. I just think he needs to stay healthy. Like, I've seen him do it. Like, if you give me 12 to 15 games out of Kikaha, I think he's going to give you 5 sacks and 2 or 3 forced fumbles and be a high-energy, fun guy.
Yeah. My last comment is that Williams is probably the guy that most Saints fans would say, but I don't think that's realistic because he's played one game in 2 years, and I just don't think he can be counted on.
All right, so you're picking Kikaha as well, so I think we're done.
Yes. Yep.